decided to let go. Falling deep apparently, but you decide to catch me.
Said it feels
like a lifetime.
Said I'm waiting,
waiting on my time.
And I wonder,
wonder will I ever see
the thing,
things I heard you had for me.
Driving down,
driving down a winding road,
I
decided to let go.
I'm falling,
falling deep apparently.
Look what you did,
but you decide to catch me.
And whoa,
now there goes the sun, dry up all the rain clouds that covered me. I'm not the only one. Your love's for everyone.
can, but you can.
Yes, you can.
Some people may say you won't, but you will. Oh. Some people may say you can't go through. Oh. But you must believe that no one knows the truth but you. Only believe. Do you believe? Yeah. Some people may mock and laugh at you.
They might laugh.
I know you make it. Some people may not agree with the things you say. Oh. But you keep your dreams. Sometimes along the way you may fall.
We fall down, but we get up.
But you have to stand and shake the dust off. Oh, and just look your challenge in the eyes. Oh, and always remember.
To the best on gospel jazzations, WFDU with Tony Smith, 89.1. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations 325 in the AM.
That's
just
right.
Finished listening to the Wartlaw Brothers giving you the song Only Believe. Right before that, Men of Standard gave you the song Cover Me from their brand new CD, simply entitled Surrounded. And before that, we had the Williams Brothers, the jazz version.
I'm still here.
Hopefully Kevin Moore is still listening in. He called me and the boy was in stitches and tears. You were on the phone with someone over there, Dob, but I told JP, who are you on the phone with anyway, man?
I was on the phone with Sister Lisa Primus from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She's listening in online,
she's
boy?
She's listening in. A new listener tonight.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa, girl.
She loves the music, and, you know, because they don't get a lot of that down there in those parts.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So just listening in and check out who you can check out. Listen to the names. Most of them have websites.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for listening in, Lisa. Appreciate you.
It. I meant to ask you if you know how to do bread pudding, because that's what I come to Louisiana for.
Oh, yeah?
Watch out now.
Pudding with that hot.
With the raisins in it?
And they put like this hot brandy sauce over it. Oh my gosh. Every time I go to Louisiana. Well, it's the sauce.
Starting,
it's the flavor.
Starting.
We're talking about the flavor. I mean, it tastes good hot, warm over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're moving right on. Praise
right
God.
Along. There you go.
Praise Jesus.
Give another shout out to Brother Darren Walker from the Bricks.
Yo, man, if you want, why don't you call, man? I know you're not doing no tracks.
He might be
because that boy will sit up.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He lives in his studio.
Yeah, yo, JP, how do I quantize? Man, get out of here.
Listen, the boy is going to be a recording mogul.
Wow. Yeah, he's doing
do a
his
couple
thing.
Things together.
Can I get up in there, Dad?
Production little number.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing from that, brother. Is that, did you... Is he the one that played keyboards in that track you gave me? few months ago there, Don?
I forget which track it
is. No, you did it in his studio.
I probably did.
Yeah, another cat came over and played.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
You can't remember.
I remember.
Oh, but the boy can play. Don't sit on him.
Yeah, he can play. Yeah.
Okay. He's a drummer, but he can play the keyboard.
He can play the keyboard.
Now, what is up with drummers being able to transfer over to being keyboard players? Every drummer I know switches over easily to keyboards. What's up with that?
Yeah, these young cats, you see, they're learning everything. Mm-hmm. And they'll be, you'll see this band, and all of a sudden everybody switches. One switches to the keyboard.
I remember back in the day we used to do that. Yeah. We had a band called the New Witness Band, and it was about 12 of us. And it was enough people where you could switch, and you wouldn't miss anything.
The only thing I can switch to is from the piano to the organ. Back to the piano.
Mm-hmm. Don't let him fool y'all.
I ain't on no drums. I can't play the guitar.
Yeah, we would switch. Somebody get on the bass.
These days, everybody's like, flip.
Yeah.
Right.
At the drop of a dime.
Yeah, I got to be multi-talented.
Yeah, because I have two young musicians at my church, and both of them, they're percussionists. They play drums, and they both play the keyboard.
Mm.
And when I'm away, they
play. I flipped it on everybody one Sunday. My bass player was sitting down, and band started playing. I said, give me that bass. He said, you don't know nothing about this. I said, okay, throw it over here. They was like, what?
And they weren't ready, were they?
No, they weren't ready. Y'all don't hear me now.
But like as I was saying before, we were listening to the Williams Brothers, Still Here.
Yeah.
And
oh, did we cut that
up?
Yeah. JP did.
Kind of
but I'm still here.
That's all right. But shout out to Kevin Moore, and hopefully you're sending your wife to bed about
send
now.
Send her straight to bed.
Send her straight to bed.
God bless you and sweet rest.
Don't give her no hot milk.
I'm not even going to embarrass her. Send her to bed.
No, we're going to leave that like where it is.
We'll leave that for behind the scenes,
yeah,
all right,
leave
girl?
Leave it alone.
And before Williams Brothers, we had the Doobie Powell giving the song Praise Up. And I want to thank Brother Kevin Moore for that, definitely. And we started off that set with Tony Moore, Another Chance, right here on Gospel Jazzations.
Yeah, Kevin Moore.
It's 3:30 in the a.m. Going to leave you now with some music from Alton Merrill, Peace in Times of Storm. Going to let JP take over.
Shout out to Sunshine.
Yes,
Michigan girl.
That's right.
Alton has a website, right?
What's that?
Alton.
Yeah, Alton has their website. Yeah. Alton Merrill. AltonMerrill.com. That's AltonMerrill.com.
Okay.
For more information.
You got that, Lisa?
Fantastic. Fantastic. And shout out to Brother Roger. He called, man. He said, you guys were all
right.
Oh, the fish guy.
Roger.
Fishman.
It was salmon.
Thank you so much.
Eggs and cheese. And a big glass of Tropicana
yeah,
juice.
Yeah, man.
I was late for work, but it's all good.
Yeah. Just like being at the breakfast shed in Trinidad.
Well, we got a call on hold. I'm going to pick them up right now. It's 3:31 in the a.m.
Who it is?
Give us a call. I don't know. I'm going to pick them up. You know, okay. Some people don't like being on the air, so I'm going to pick them up behind the scenes. You know how it is. They can be shy, you know.
Put them on the air.
201-692.
Put the call on the air.
Call on the air.
201-692.
Just like family. We just one big happy family. It's a global thing.
We'll be right back with you. Here is Alton Merrill. Peace in times of the storm. God bless. I'm going to pot this down because this is the call back. And she said, go ahead. What'd you say, girl?
I said, yes, I can make bread pudding, jambalaya, gumbo, anything you want.
Oh.
I make everything
fresh.
We got to make our reservations for Baton Rouge.
First of all, this is our food
hour.
Come on down. We on a mission.
This is our food hour. This is our food hour.
Yes. You're listening to the food hour of Gospel Jazzations.
Wow.
We're talking to an authentic Louisianian.
So you say you make gumbo,
right?
Huh?
Hey, I was raised on home cook. Everything from scratch.
Who's
jambalaya? Lisa Primus.
This Lisa.
Yeah.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
You got her on MySpace?
Or as they say, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
You got her on MySpace?
Oh, we instant message each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, we thought she was on MySpace.
No. I'm getting ready to get on MySpace in a little bit.
Okay.
Get my website up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we coming down?
Whenever y'all want to come on down, come on down.
Listen, don't play. Be down there. Be down there in a few hours.
We'll be broadcasting from your kitchen.
Yeah. Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Podcasting.
We're gonna
play.
Be podcasting because y'all be having some jambalaya cooked by Lisa Primus. And
you make hush puppies.
Gonna have some crawdads.
Yes, crawdad. We're gonna have some. We can do hush puppies.
See.
Banana pudding.
With that bread pudding.
Strawberry cake, cheesecake.
Listen,
come on with it. Come on with it, girl.
All different types of cakes.
What's the address?
All different types of desserts.
What's the address?
Not on the air.
Not on the air. Because then we have Mama and them coming.
Everybody
too.
Be showing up.
Pookie be showing up.
Pookie and them
with a stool.
Scat be them flew in from
with
Australia.
Some aluminum foil.
You do catfish too?
I do all that. All different types of seafood.
Go ahead.
Blacken?
Huh?
That's Louisiana.
Hey, I'm just checking. I got to check. Got to check.
That was JP.
Well,
exactly,
you know, in Louisiana, we do cook pasta.
Pasta?
Hold up.
Pasta.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I see a few of them running around out here.
You know, they got pasta now, you running said, around my apartment
you
building.
You said possum or pasta?
She said
no,
possum.
Possum is four-legged animal.
Trust me, we know how they look.
You know, they goes up in the trees.
I think that's an acquired taste.
Acquired by whom?
Just shut everybody down. Everybody's like, oh, no.
Who's acquiring that?
It's an acquired taste.
From
well,
whom?
Well, like this. If a person cook it right, you would... It tastes like chicken.
Just
like,
that's what they say.
Just like frog legs, right?
Yeah.
Trust me, I would know.
Tony, you had possum before?
No. Absolutely not.
I didn't see the face.
No absolutely one. Not.
We got to get a video camera in.
I'm going to tell you now, I know a lot of people, especially Southerners, eat like possum.
Yeah.
But the first time I saw one, I was with a friend of mine, and we were driving through downtown Newark. And I said, oh, look at that big rat.
With the pink nose, right?
They said, that is not a rat. That's a possum.
In fact, but I think I ran over one when I first moved to Jersey.
Well, I live on the ground floor of my building. And one night, I'm laying in the bed. And, you know, the light is shining outside the shade. And I saw the shadow. And it was the possum in the family. It was like the mama and the daddy and the little...
Don't do it. Don't do it.
My area is a lot of greenery. It almost looks like a park.
Now, let me ask you a question. Where do you purchase possum at?
Or do you have
what
to go
grocery
hunting?
Store?
I'm sorry. There's no such thing as purchase. It's called kill. And then you...
Hello? That's hunting.
Yeah,
that's called hunting.
You got to hunt.
Yeah.
Yo, JP, I'm with you, man. I'm out.
I wish
I'm
you could
out.
See the expression on JP's face.
I'm with you, JP. I am out, Doc.
Wait.
I'll meet you at Kentucky Fried Chicken, all right, man?
Lisa, so you're saying, wait. You go out and you catch this creature. How are you killing it?
Well, it's a couple of different ways of doing it. If slam the door on it.
We need Rod Z back on the line.
But Rod Z probably know all about this.
Well, but once you make sure it's dead, you
gotta
take
make sure now.
If not, they can bite you.
Ooh.
JP, why are you even asking, man? You don't want to know.
My thing is, okay, what is it? Is it like, okay, you wake up.
You got to get the skin off.
Right.
And then you boil it.
Okay.
After you boil it, then you put it in the oven.
Yo,
you got to season
yo,
it. You got to
me right now, right?
Wow. Huh? And they have such things like possum gravy and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is it that, okay,
stop.
You know, some days you can say,
stop.
You know, I got a taste. Is that how you do it? I got a taste for possum. I think I'm going to go out and kill me a possum. Is that how, you know?
Well, if you're thinking like that, you can. You go to the
Well,
country.
Lisa, how do you think when you making pasta?
I'm trying to get them off now.
How do I do it?
Yeah.
Well, first when I make sure it's dead. Uh-huh. I take the skin off of it.
You got to
cut the head off.
Otherwise, it's going to bite you.
Oh, man.
Now, I never knew that that happened. I thought.
Well, I tell you what. When we come down, leave the possum where it's at. We coming down for the chicken and the ribs and all the other stuff.
Hopefully one doesn't get in the house by mistake.
Because I ain't slamming no door. Tell you that right
now. I'm going to be on top of
the table. I ain't slamming no door and I ain't getting no shovel. Tell you that right now.
I'm going to be on top of the dining room table.
But we'll come down for the hush puppies and everything else.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you're coming.
No problem.
Wow. That is something else.
Oh, my God. All right, 3:39, man. We thank you, Lisa.
Well, we
appreciate
thank you, Lisa, for giving us an education on possum.
Serious.
I didn't know that if I wanted to taste possum, all I had to do was go outside and try to catch one at night.
Not
but I need a shovel.
You catch it on daytime, too.
Mm-mm. I need a shovel. Mm-mm. Well, they don't usually come out in our area during the day, but you do see them at night.
I'm with you, JP. Ain't happening. Mm-mm. Don, you can go over there by yourself, Don.
Yeah,
there's more for you.
I'm
going to
get me a shovel. I'm going to come and I'm going to bring a possum dish next week.
And you can go in you can go in Jesus' name.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Thanksgiving is at my house. It's been confirmed.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa, for that. I really appreciate
that. Well, we lost Sister Lisa there. She got disconnected there. But we had someone else who called in. I don't know. Who's this on the line? Hello?
Sunshine.
Go ahead, add your 2 cents. It might as well add to the gumbo.
I have no problem with Lisa, but possums in Jersey ain't like possums in Louisiana.
Hello.
There you go.
Well, what's the difference between the New Jersey
possums
and
Louisiana? Look, we got roaches that carry chicken legs out. Possums that carry a grown man out his house. You can't be jumping on them possums.
No.
This is very educational tonight. That was the revelatory word.
You can't slam no door, no possum in Jersey.
If you go look at your, why'd you do that?
My thing is, once you make, now this is the key line, once you make sure they're dead,
yeah,
then
but
you
look,
skin
look,
them alive.
How many people in Jersey successfully hit a possum?
I have.
First of all.
Yeah, but that ain't many. That ain't many now. Come on.
But that was in my car. And I didn't know.
That possum was in the wrong place.
I first moved to Jersey, and I was like, what is that? That thing ran across so quick. I said, doo-doo. I said, oh, my goodness. Well, hold on. And it ran away.
See, I told you. Jesus. How many
you
people successfully?
I was downtown Newark on Broad Street when I first saw one. I said, look at that big old rat.
Broad and Market, right?
I said, Newark got some big rats.
But you know, at least it didn't go. This is what I was calling for. At least it didn't go to the coon. They eat coon too.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I thought about it. I just never got around to it.
Y'all are way too country.
But the thing is, this is another thing she said. You don't purchase these.
No, that's free dinner. Beverly Hills taught us
you
all.
You got to go and kill.
Beverly Hillbillies taught us all. When
sure
grandma,
did, Granny.
When that truck hit something on the road, it's called roadkill. You're supposed to go get it, and that's dinner.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. I think I'll just stick to chicken. You know,
JP,
the meat that you
I'll
can
see
buy
you at KFC,
at
all right, Doc?
Sure enough. Boston Market.
Something.
And
Waffle
Don
House.
Sick. Don want a possum lesson on the air.
Yeah, ain't that something? I'm trying to.
We sit back
and like,
be quiet.
Because I never really thought about it. Now, I have been around. I remember going down to my mom. She's down in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a family having their family reunion. And they, you know, they're very close friends of my parents. And so they invited us over. And I'm in the kitchen, and there's this possum, cooked possum, laying on the stove. But I just never thought about how it got there. You know, because, you know, you buy meat at the supermarket. This is what, you know, I'm a city fella.
Nah, it's all right. It's all right, Don.
pray
they
for
have, God. They have more medication across the street. It's all right.
It's called tranquilizers.
And you know, I haven't had my nap, so, you know, I'm real delirious right about
that.
What?
You know what? I can't even go there because I took my son to Corrado's last week, and Corrado sells everything, right?
Right.
My son can read now, so he going down the butcher's line. He get to the last one on the corner. It says, he said, this says fresh rabbit. He said, wait a minute. I just took him to the Bronx Zoo. So he saw all them little fuzzy rabbits. So to him, they pets.
Right.
But he looked in that case. They got them strung up.
Oh, no. He said, these butchers, they're evil.
So he said, Mommy, what kind of rabbit? I said, you know, Peter that you used to have? I said, one day you're going to come to the dinner table. And he'd be like, where's Peter? I said, you had Peter last week.
Oh my God.
That just ruined my son's childhood.
Poor thing. He can't have no pet rabbit now forever.
You hear?
Oh my God.
I was like, Peter got too cost efficient. You had to buy a little fur stuff to go on the bottom, that little wood chips. Then you had to get him lettuce and carrots and some pills, some little pellet pills.
I have never had a rabbit before.
She disconnected herself.
How are we losing these people?
No, she disconnected herself. She must have
call
but
back.
Yes, thanks. I had to get a possum. She said I had to get a possum lesson on the air. That was amazing to me. She said, "Well,
I wanted to know where you buy it from.
First, you got to go out and kill one.
I was like, go out and what?
And then boil it. Make sure it's dead first, but make sure it's dead because you might get bit.
Them things got some." Alligator teeth.
Oh, and a big old long, you know, the tail.
Stop. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I had enough of that, man.
Sunshine calling with the prophetic word.
Okay. Yes, please, girl.
Look, God told
Stay right there.
Don't do it.
Fall back,
don't call nothing.
Don't do it.
Send all your correspondence.
Shut his mic
off. Don Corey Sings at AOL.com.
Okay, say what you want to say.
We ain't possible nothing.
Thank
tonight,
you, Sister Lisa.
Y'all gonna have a dream when y'all go home. God's gonna say, "Rise, killer these." Cause all kind of things gonna be on the sheet.
Sister Lisa, thank you for calling, girl. We appreciate that.
I tell you, Lisa, you have educated us tonight.
Educated you. Sure you educated me, man. I ain't going there.
Y'all weren't listening.
We were listening.
We just ain't being partakers.
Well, to be truthful, I can't see myself having possum. I think that's something you had to grow up in or something.
Yeah.
Perhaps
absolutely.
If I had grown up in, but you know, I was born in
You're
Detroit.
You're from Detroit, boy.
That's a city. I moved to New York City.
They got pigeon
that's
out there,
a bigger
right?
Bigger city.
Pigeon soup.
They got pigeon soup.
Pigeons? No. We don't do pigeons either.
With pinto beans.
That's just the possum with wings, man.
That's it.
Chicken. Mm-mm. Somebody say chicken, turkey.
3:46 in the AM. Let's get off this bad boy.
Even some duck every now and then, but I don't know about pigeon and quail and.
Oh my goodness! Here is I don't even know who I'm playing right now.
This is just absolutely
revelation. This is prayer by Victor Wooten.
Oh yeah, we need prayer.
Y'all pray for us, all right? It's Gospel Jazz Asians Radio on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Things I should know, no one Lord will send someone to greet me. As the light appears, it seems so clear to things I couldn't understand before. Now I'm looking over all my years, I see now who the angel was beside me. If I hurt you, please forgive me. I still need you, and I'm begging you tonight.
Say a prayer for me.
Don't know
where I'm gonna be
as I
go on this journey.
Say a prayer for me, I say a prayer for you.
Don't know
where I'll end up
as I
empty out my cup.
So please
say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me.
And I'll say a prayer for you.
I want to walk on, I want to walk on.
Sometimes something to know that you care at all. Searching so long and hard to find a little bit of peace of mind. On my knees, asking please, will you say a prayer for me? Asking you shall receive. It's hard to live in times like these. Fulfilling prophecies overseas, they live in a tragedy. It's hard to know what to do. Say a prayer for me. I'll pray my prayer for you.
Thank you.